Hi, everybody. This is Charlie Bourne, and I am your host today for the inaugural podcast, which is part of our oral history project from the Archival Committee of the American Spaniel Club. So it's a pleasure to be here today with you as our first podcast, as I said, and our first guest is Wilma Parker. Wilma, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Charlie. Thanks. I look forward to this, too. I'm really excited that we're starting the podcast series and that I get to be part of it.
Yeah, and you're the first one.
Yeah.
So let's get to it, then.
Okay.
So basically, you know, I think if you could briefly tell me how the committee started and what are the objectives, could you give our listeners a little bit of background on that?
Oh, sure. Well, actually, in 1999, Jill Ozakowski from Canada and I started trying to reach out to people to try to make the members aware that we were losing some of our breed history and the history about our members. And so in 2000, the board then recognized what we were trying to do and that we were at risk. So they established the archival project, and so that people would become aware and we could begin to save the story. So we had to develop a system for receiving the things that people would send in, and, well, it was just a lot of stuff to it at the beginning. So
it's been 17 years. I didn't realize it's been that long.
I didn't know it was that long either. I can't believe. I could not believe we were doing this for 17 years.
Time flies when you're having fun. So this begs the question, What are these quote-unquote artifacts? What's in there? And how are they stored and maintained and shared?
Well, they are maintained in an environmentally controlled atmosphere, a room. But the trophies are behind glass, and they're kind of like separate. But we've got we have videos, and we have books and photographs and pictures and, paintings. Not paintings, but anyway, artwork that people have done. But they're stored here, and once a year, Sam and I check them out to the Flushing show in Knoxville now. That's where it's located, but before we were going to Philadelphia. But anyway, we take everything that we can and set up long tables and share them with the members. The rest of the stuff we share with writers and people that want to learn more about the history of the organization and of the breed.
So it's trophies and books and pictures and paintings, artwork, all of that. And
yes.
And then for the listeners that don't know, Sam is Wilma's husband, who also is, I guess, drafted to be the museum curator then.
Yes, he is.
By virtue of living in the same house.
So yeah, that's for sure.
So how are you funded?
Well, the American Spaniel Club funds the archives, but most of the items that we have gotten have come from the members acquiring them and then donating them back to the American Spaniel Club, just like you did when you retired that trophy for my own Brucie, and also the money to have it restored. And I still thank you for that, Charlie. It's a beautiful piece.
Well, it was my pleasure, and I think for those that are that might have some historical objects, family doesn't always appreciate it as much as we do, and so it's a really good place to have these things live on, particularly things like that one that had quite a bit of memories with it for breeders back east.
Right, and then people, members were dying, and their families didn't know some of the stuff that they had. Their memories and their treasures were being carted off to the dump. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted them, but we wanted them because it's our history.
I know in talking with, about really great stories, and I think for our listeners, it would be good if you could share perhaps you know, some of the stories on your journey to make some of these acquisitions from the past, and share with us your favorite story.
Well, as you say, there are stories behind every piece, but my favorite story is the discovery of the Obotu grave in Rollinsford, New Hampshire. One day I got a call from Barbara Culp, who was the librarian for AKC, and she told me a lady had been out walking her dog, and she passed this gravesite with a rather large stone, and on it was engraved Obotu with an AKC number, a litter number. So she called AKC to ask, who is this dog? Because, I mean, it's really unusual to see a grave like that for a dog. And then they contacted me. So I got to know Stacy Stanley was her name. And she sent pictures. And I'll tell you, I could not believe. My hands just shook as I held those pictures. I could not believe that he cared that much for his dog. And then the fact, too, he was 13 years old when he died. And in those days, from, let's see, what was on the birth date and all of that on there, it was 1882, and he died in 1895. I'm trying to read that part.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they had distemper and worms and maladies that we can take care of today easily, but this dog was well loved and well cared for.
You know, Wilma, it might be good if you could share with the listeners, for those that may not know totally, who is Obotu and why is he so important to us?
Well, that's true, and thank you for giving me that hint. I do forget that people don't know who Obotu is unless they're a history buff like I am, but he's considered to be the sire of the breed, the father of the breed, of all the show dogs. They all go back to Obotu. Okay?
Oh, yeah, that's good. And he was black, I think, correct?
He was black, yes.
Yeah.
He was purchased by Mr. Wiley, and I remember I read an article about him. It was called The Kennel Registry, and he said, there's a striking young dog up New Hampshire way. That's the way it started out. But he really, he cleaned up. He won a lot of trophies, and everybody wanted to breed to him.
So from a historical perspective, do you have a favorite artifact in the, you know, collection, or is there something?
Oh, yes.
Is there? Okay.
I do, and wouldn't you know, it would be the one that Oba won. 1884, New Haven, Connecticut, where he went best cocker. And it's a cup that stands on three shotguns, and everybody that sees it loves it. But, yeah, that's my favorite, and it was donated by Dr. George Whitney, who was the son of Leon Whitney, the veterinarian that used to write all the books in the 50s and that about the breed.
Hmm. Did you bring that once? You bring that to some of the shows? I don't remember.
I always take it. Okay. I always take it.
And I have a bad memory.
Well, also about this cup, it was very exciting for me again when I went to the library in New York and I asked, where is that show catalog for 1884? I just have to see it. And I found it on the top shelf of the library, and she got it down for me. It was proof again. He was there, and he won this cup on that day.
Hmm. Do we have a picture of that cup that we could share?
Yes. Yes, we take pictures of everything that we get into the archives,
mm-hmm.
and that's my phone beeping.
That's all right.
sorry about that. But, yes, it's also in the American Spaniel Club Treasures book, that big purple book.
Mm-hmm.
There's photographs of most all of them in there.
Okay. So do we have a catalog of all the things that we've gotten?
Yes. Yes, we catalog, photograph, and write stories about every piece. We investigate it. We have a team of people that just start searching until we find out everything that we can about the piece or the people who won it is the most interesting to me.
So is that shareable information? Is that something that people could find
somewhere? Oh, yes.
It sounds like it'd be great to read.
Yes. We put it in our bulletin. It's printed there. Sometimes it's online and, it's saved like that. Plus, taking them to the shows, and I always have little index cards there that tell a little bit of the history about it. And we talk a lot to a lot of people at that show because people want to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're kind of trying to keep these podcasts to, short time frames, so we're kind of running out of time. And this is a really interesting topic that I think perhaps in the future we'll do some more podcasts about some of the individual trophies or artifacts that you have. But as we wrap up, is there something that I should have asked you that I didn't that you'd like to share?
Well, yes. In June of this year, I was invited to judge at the Cocker Spaniel Club of New England, and it was on my bucket list for such a long time, and because it's the oldest one in the country, and also because the gravesite of Hobo II is in driving distance, and I wanted to visit his grave. I don't know why, but I just did.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam, after the next day after judging, we got in the car and we drove to visit his grave. And I left some flowers from Bob Wall's garden and a picture that I had scanned on the computer at home. I had it inside one of those baggy things that you store food in. And the club members at the Breeders' Club had given me a purple and gold ribbon, and I had that, and I left my life membership pin there too. So I got to say hello to Obo too.
Obo got your life membership pin? That's so sweet.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you owe that to him, right?
It meant so much to me.
Yeah. We'll need to share a picture of that gravestone on the Yahoo group, perhaps, and maybe on the website. And also
it's
that Obo trophy, since he's been a big topic of this webinar. Well, Wilma, on behalf of all the Spaniel Club members and fanciers of the breed, thank you so much for starting this and preserving not only the breed, but the club history as well. And we really look forward to hearing lots more stories in the future and talking to other people who have stories to share, too. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been my great pleasure, Charlie.
And give my best to Sam. And folks, this will bring to a close this podcast. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.